We're now back on Recruiting Thursday, last segment. Saving the best for last, I guess we could say. We're going to be joined now by highly recruited offensive lineman Penei Sewell, and along with his father, Gabe. Guys, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Well, hey, it's an honor to have both of you guys on. You guys visited Arkansas on Saturday. Penei, first, kind of recap the highlights for you. What were some of the things that really still stands out to you about that visit to Fayetteville?
Just when I got there, I just saw Coach Henderson's sons there. So that right there kind of told me, like, it's really about family there. Every one of them, like all the coaches really love that family atmosphere. So that's what I really liked about it.
Okay. Now, those two guys were doing a little wrestling match, weren't they, Penei? His two sons.
Wrestling match. Yeah, they're doing their thing.
They were doing some WWE action. So who got the pin? Who got the pin?
I don't know. It was kind of even to me.
Well, Gabe, as a father, obviously you guys have been on several visits. What was some of the things that, you know, I guess that you took away from the visit at Arkansas?
You know, I think for the first and foremost, as we came up, I think it was the 40, and as we came over the hill, the sight to see the school set up on a hill between those two mountains was like something out of a magazine. It was so picturesque. It was the greenest drive that we've been on in a long time since we left the island in 2012. But the hometown atmosphere, I mean, we stopped at a pizza place earlier that evening and had dinner, and everyone inside was, they were just great, treated us very well. And, you know, we didn't really know what to expect, having not been out that way before. But whatever our expectations were, they were far exceeded when we got on campus.
Wow.
By far.
That's pretty neat. Penei, any chance you may you guys get back to Fayetteville for another visit?
We're thinking about it, you know. After this visit, it kind of really opened our eyes a bit. So we're just going to sit down as a family and just see what we'll do.
And I know that you talked about Coach Anderson, and you said he's a guy that you could play for. Why could you see yourself playing for Coach Kurt Anderson?
Just when we sat down and talked to him, just the way the tone of his voice, you know, it's kind of, I just heard the passion for the game. He really means what he says, and I just feel like it was really believable, and I could trust him.
You know, I'm not going to lie to you, one of my favorite positions to watch on video is the offensive line. When I see a guy, and so many times on your highlight video, you see time after time, you see guys, you're taking the defender not 5 yards, not 10 yards, but a lot of times beyond 10 yards, 15 and beyond. You got that nasty streak, Penei. Talk about that, and where do you get that mentality?
Kind of my family, you know. I grew up with three brothers, so it was really – we kind of just picked on each other a bit, kind of made each other stronger. And also I think it's from my culture, since I'm someone, you know, kind of that nasty side comes from there. So those two combined, you know, can make a really nasty person.
Hey, Gabe, were you like that back in the day when you played?
Yeah, I was pretty serious. So I wasn't – probably as talented, I don't want my sons to hear this, but, you know, probably not as talented as my sons were. So I had to kind of use the intimidation factor, you know, maybe a little talking, maybe a little bullying to compensate for the lack of talent. But, yeah, that's kind of, I played the same way.
Now, you know, you always hear a football family, but you guys are truly a football family. You got two sons, already at the University of Nevada. You got Penei coming up, obviously about to make a decision where he's going to go play college. And Noah, good gosh, when I watched his video, I see a guy that just will knock your socks off. A very physical linebacker. And you guys are obviously love the game of football. Talk about where all that started, if you would, Gabe.
I guess as a family, I started coaching high school football a little over 10 years ago in the Islands. And the kids have kind of been around the game ever since they were young. There wasn't organized youth football in the Islands until 2010, I believe, when the first league opened up. And first opportunity they had to play, I enrolled them, I coached their team, and I began to see that some of the years that they spent setting up my drills at practice and, you know, carrying the water for my high school teams, you know, they picked up a lot of things. And I watched them grow, both on and off the field. And, you know, there came a point in time in my life where I said, you know what, I really think that it's possible for us to use football as a platform and a vehicle to get a great education and maybe do a lot of great things along the way.
And, boy, I tell you what, did you make the right decision or what? What's your favorite thing about playing on the O-line?
Just finishing a play, you know, kind of just driving the defender and just putting it to the ground. I don't know, just something about the feeling just makes me happy.
I can tell. Hey, go back to Coach Bielema. I know that you seem to be impressed with him and during the times that you talked to him.
So when we visit, that was my first time actually meeting him in person. Kind of didn't know what to expect. As I saw pictures, I thought he was just this big, intimidating guy. But once you get to know him, he's just a straightforward, honest guy. You know, he's not really too scary once you meet him. So, yeah.
Facility-wise, how does Arkansas compare to the other schools that you guys have gone to? First, Binet, if you would.
Oh, really with them. I think, you know, as we went on a couple campuses, I think they all really have the really nice stuff. So, for me, I think it's all equal. Everyone, every college is just the same.
When are you looking to narrow down your list of schools? Because you got a ton of offers, obviously.
I'm looking, you know, trying to narrow it down as soon as possible. So, maybe sometime in the middle of summer. But I don't know, just whenever I feel like it's the right time for my family and I.
Gabe, when you're on campuses, what's your main focus when you're visiting a school as a dad?
Well, we kind of all understand, you know, the amount of offers and the quality of offers he has. And so one thing that's kind of be on an even playing field are the resources and facilities. You know, all of them are great. But what we're looking for is that hometown feel, the ability to really cultivate the relationship with my son of trust and family. I mean, when it comes down to it, you know, my wife and I sit down, especially my wife and mom, you know, she's very protective of her kids. If she wants to walk away from whatever school or campus or coach that he chooses, and knowing that he'll be taken care of, you know, both on and off the field. And that's, from a parent's standpoint, That's probably number one on our list.
All right, guys. So sorry. Thanks so much for being on with us. We're out of time.
We thank you very much. Appreciate it.